we don't just rely on TELUS, which is an OECD study. We have our own internal reviews on a regular basis on a whole variety of issues, including teacher workload. And the various measures that I outlined earlier, and I won't repeat all of them, are in reality a response to the identified areas of workload which we can moderate or adjust. So some of it involves hiring more, and we announced in July this year that we're going to ramp up the recruitment of teachers. I mentioned that over the years we have moved some responsibilities away from teachers towards allied educators like counselors, SEN officers, administrators, vendors, and others. We've given schools resources to be able to bring in more vendors, if necessary, to help them to organize the activities. So those are the measures that are in response to a deeper understanding of the issues that the teachers face. And we are committed to continue this work and continue to implement new measures to help to allow our teachers that space to teach. And I would say that teaching today, if you ask any teacher, is a lot more holistic. It's not just about in-classroom teaching of a core subject or a hard subject. Even in the teaching of hard subjects, I think the member will recognize that we are infusing 21st century competencies through the way that the teaching is carried through the field trips, through the studies. In subjects where appropriate, we infuse even the values education and CCE into some of these subjects. And so teaching being more holistic is no longer just found in the classroom, but also in CCA, in CCE,